The International Equal Parenting Organization, Not All Dads at Deadbeats, is very proud to present the comedy stylings of Mr. Dave Fluke. He's rude, he's crude, sadly, he's not in the nude. He fights injustice, corruption, and bulldozes anything in his way. Now, please give a warm round of applause to the world famous Mr. Dave Fluke.
Thank you.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I've been around for a long, long time. I really remember when you drank.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, goddamn, it is good to be here tonight. Thank you very much. Hey, who's ever heard of the CAS? Oh, yeah. You're not fans, I suppose. Yeah, hey, neither am I. And what's the difference between a CAS worker and a terrorist? You can negotiate with a terrorist. Yeah. The CAS are smart, though. They're really smart. They're really smart. They've actually managed to figure out a way to avoid following the law through simple declaration. And what do I mean by that? I mean, a lot of these CAS workers, okay, they'll go around performing social work, but they're not social workers. Their business card says that they're intake workers or child protection workers. Yeah, they figured it all out. You don't need education. You don't need to go to school. You don't need credentials. No. You need a business card. With a new title. Simple declaration. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna make a business card, and I'm going to put a new title on it for me. You know, why not, right? It's sort of, why do we have to go to school anyways when we can have business cards? So somebody will stop me on the street, they'll say, Dave, what do you do? I am a cosmonaut. Don't believe me? Check my business card, it says so right here. What school did I go to? I don't know, Hard Knocks. But no, it's cool though, you know, CASA, that's cool. Hey, I used to have a printer. A laser printer, my first laser printer. I know how fun they can be. I know it's fun to doctor stuff up, print it out. One of my first things I did when I got a printer, I photoshopped some boobs on me and printed that out. So I know how fun printers can be. It's cool. It's sad though, I actually look a lot more attractive as a woman than I do a man. But yeah, simple declaration. Yeah, well, see, because in Ontario, like you can't do that. You can't practice social work if you're not registered. You have to be registered. You have to be registered. But you know, hey, let's just call ourselves something entirely fucking different. That's cool. Hey, no, I'm not performing surgery on this person. I'm not a surgeon. I am a heart protection worker. I didn't go to school, nope. Didn't have any training for that. But hey, what's the difference between a porcupine and a car full of CAS workers? The porcupine has pricks on the outside. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry, CAS. Oh, sorry. CAS is a corporation, folks. It's a corporation with no oversight, no accountability whatsoever. They can come in and they can kidnap your children. And they do, they often do. It's scary. Hey, you know who else had no oversight or accountability? What was that guy's name? What was it? Mittler? Rittler? Oh, yeah. Hitler! Yeah, look how that turned out. Yeah, not very well. That's where we're going to be heading. Yeah, CA. Who the fuck do they think they are, huh? See, the thing with CAS that a lot of people don't really fully understand, right? Like, you got a vindictive ex, or just some assholes coming in and making these false complaints against you, and then you have some CAS caseworker acting like a social worker when she's not even qualified to do so, coming into your home looking for things in problem areas. It's very much like the Miranda rights down in America, you know? They say what you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. It doesn't say what you say can and will be used to protect you in a court of law. It's the same exact thing, folks. CIS worker coming into your house isn't going to find good things about your residence. They're just there to find the bad things. It can do no good. So my advice would just be not letting them in the first place. Giving them the finger. Fuck you. Get some accountability. Get some education. Go to fucking school. All right. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dave Fluke. I will be back later for a full set. Thank you so much. And please visit notalldadsaredeadbeats.com for all your updated information regarding just how bullshit the CAS is. All right? Thank you.